There were more than 7,000 organ transplants around the country last year. That's nearly 700 more than there were the previous year. The Wisconsin Donor Network is using the figures to encourage more people to sign the backs of their driver's licenses and to talk to their families about donating. Jerry Scannell of Muskego was on the receiving end of a heart transplant 7 years ago this week. She says talking to family is essential because state law allows relatives to disregard a person's wishes on donation regardless of a signature on the license.
It saves lives. Once a person is dead, what are those organs? And if you can use that to help save somebody else's life, it's just, it's not ghoulish. It's not, nobody's being killed to help save someone else's life.
A spokesman for the Wisconsin Donor Network says more people in Wisconsin now have survival tales to tell. Tim Olson says there were almost 200 transplants in the state last year. He credits a program developed by former Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson. It encourages doctors and nurses to approach family members of a dead or dying patient.
And if the hospital staffs are well in tuned to what their role is in the donation process, it can really have a huge impact on it. So since that project has been underway for the past couple of years, I think we're finally starting to see some of the results of that, and I think that has had a big boost just in the past year on organ donations nationally.
For Jerry Scannell, her new heart not only saved her life, it changed it. She met the mother of the 14-year-old boy whose heart she received. He died of meningitis. Scannell says the mother asked her if she noticed anything unusual.
And I said, well, the one thing was I started eating salsa with chips, which I never was very attracted to before. And she just gasped. Her son came home from school every single day and ate half a bottle of salsa with tortilla chips.
Scannell doesn't eat quite so much salsa, and she says she sticks to mild. All kidding aside, she knows how crucial donations are. Her 8-month-old granddaughter also got a heart transplant. She rejected the heart and died a year and a half later. Scannell says the family is grateful for the extra time the little girl had. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.